Cloud Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. This episode, the Ubuntu Manual Project. Hello world, and welcome to Full Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, it's the interview we ran last summer with Benjamin Humphrey, co-founder and editor of the Ubuntu Manual Project.
The Full Circle podcast is the companion to Full Circle magazine, the independent magazine for the Ubuntu community. Find us at fullcirclemagazine.org/podcast.
So our next guest is Mr. Benjamin Humphrey, all the way from Christchurch, New Zealand, who's going to talk to us about the Ubuntu Manual Project. Good morning, Benjamin.
G'day, how's it going?
The Ubuntu Manual, much discussed over the years, something that's been much needed, and finally there's a project that's going to deliver on one. And just to start off with, what's your role within the project?
Well, basically, I suppose I try and do as much as I can across most of the areas, but I think I started it a few months ago, and since then I've just sort of taken on the role of team lead, basically. I've also written the prologue and chapter one. I do a bit of editing, design the website, a whole bunch of other things like that.
Currently, how big a team are we talking about to produce this thing?
It's probably, in a Launchpad team, I think we have something like 300 people. Out of a team, I think we've got about a dozen people who are like always on IRC, basically working on it pretty much like 20 hours a week. And then there's another maybe 50 or 60 people who have sort of come and gone and done all sorts of different things. And then there's a good 80 to 100 people translating it sort of part-time as they come across strings and things like that. So it's quite a large project for the duration that it's been around, considering it was non-existent just before Christmas.
That's quite a bit of momentum you've managed to build up there in a very short space of time, which is excellent. Let's sort of step back to basics. What is the intended aim of the Ubuntu Manual Project?
I think what we're trying to do is develop a consistent and up-to-date source of information for basically all kinds of people who want to learn Ubuntu, who are new to it, from either coming from Windows or from Mac, or people who are completely new to computers. So with every 6 months there's going to be a new revision that will cover all of the new features and changes present in each release of Ubuntu.
And currently the format of the draft version that's up on the site is a standard PDF. Is that your main output format?
Yeah, our aim is to have it available in at least 25 to 30 languages. And in terms of formats, at the moment we're working on the PDF version, but in the future we have planned an HTML5 version to be hosted online with like video tutorials and stuff like that, where we can sort of make it more interactive. We've also got plans to release this version through lulu.com, which is basically we're looking at costs and things now. It's obviously still, it's all going to be free to download and all that sort of stuff. And all you'd do if you wanted to buy the printed version would be to pay for the printing costs. And at the moment, I think you'll be able to get it for about $6 for just a black and white paperback version through lulu.com, plus shipping, I think. But so in terms of different formats, we're trying to cover basically all types of people who might want to purchase it as a book or download it as a PDF or view it on the internet as an HTML5.
And now the big question with this is, how are you going to keep this thing up to date? Having been in publishing, that was the thing that fascinates me, because of the frequency with which not only Ubuntu itself changes, but the various components within it change and go through various versions.
The way we've sort of managed to overcome the boredom, if you will, is to make our project really exciting and feature-packed, and we have a very fast, high-paced development schedule. Or we just decide to do something and we do it. So for example, QuickShot, you know, we needed all these screenshots, and so we decided to create a Python application for it, and so we did that, and that only took a few weeks. And so I think we also combine use of like a website, a Facebook page, Twitter, we're always sort of open to the public for everybody to see us. You know, we're very visible. Because of that, we've managed to get a hell of a lot of people. But in terms of keeping it up to date, I think it's going to be interesting to see how many people are actually willing to jump in and just sort of change little bits coming up to the next release. But I think now that we've got all of our infrastructure in place, we're definitely going to be in a better position for 10.10 Maverick. We should be able to look at some new publications. So we don't want to stop with just Ubuntu. You know, we want to have manuals available in a series for all of the distributions. We're just going to judge what sort of interest we get after this first release as to whether we'll start working on maybe like a Kubuntu manual or something like that for Maverick.
Mm-hmm. So it's worth saying that the current draft version that you've got is for the main Ubuntu version, and it's describing the GNOME desktop, and the other variants at the moment aren't catered for.
Yeah. Yeah,
we need to evangelize for the Kubuntu, Zubuntu, and any other version to jump on board and start building for their distro of choice.
Well, absolutely, we're definitely interested in people wanting to come along and help out with that sort of stuff. I had a person a few weeks ago suggest an idea to me that sounded awesome, which would be an Ubuntu developer's manual. With all this opportunistic developer stuff going on, I don't know if you follow Planet Ubuntu, but yeah. John O'Bacon's really pushing this opportunistic developer thing, and I thought this person came along and suggested, why don't you do a developer's manual that covers like a bazaar, launchpad, ground control, all that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and Qwikly, which is the development framework to get everything working nicely with Python applications in Glade. And I said, just why don't you do that? And I thought it was a fantastic idea. So that's definitely something we'll be looking at too.
That would be a great help up to all of those people that you see on the forums going, I do a bit of programming, how do I contribute? I think a developer's manual really would give everybody a step up, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the frequency of update, I think we've picked up that you're planning to synchronize with the major version update. So we've got the first edition, if you like, coming up, to synchronize with 10.04 Lucid, and you've just alluded to another major release at 10.10. What about any interim updates? Do you have a schedule for that, or is it on a needs must basis?
So what we've decided to do for 10.04, we're going to have 10.04 first edition, which will be released on the 29th of April to coincide with Lucid. And then we're going to, just for this release at the moment, we're going to release a second edition for 10.04 in June or July. And the reason behind that is that, and I think what we're going to do is we've branched the main branch into three different things. So we've got the current release, which is just the first edition for 10.04. And then after that, we're going to be working on two different ones. We're going to be working on a second edition for 10.04, which will be mainly bug fixing. And we have the aim of having 100% absolutely perfect with no spelling mistakes, no missed commas or apostrophes or anything, just 100% error-free. And that's what we want to aim for the second edition for Lucid. And then we'll also be working on the one for 10.10. But after that, I think we're just going to look at just having one release for each release of Ubuntu every 6 months. So this is just sort of an interim type thing that we've done because we've only just started a project and we've come across issues. Yeah, it's not going to be 100% for the first edition, so that's why we want to have it released as a second edition, which will be fantastic.
I noticed you'd instituted a freeze on the 31st of March, but obviously things were still changing, and I hope then they've stabilized now because we're only a few days away from release, but things were still changing in Lucid. How have you approached the synchronization of your first version with the actual release candidate and the distribution version of Lucid that's coming out?
We've done quite well, actually. We had to push back the writing freeze because of the whole button layout thing going on.
That was going to be my example.
Right. So I think, yeah, we had a few chapters and stuff which actually talked about the buttons in quite a lot of detail. Luckily, I have quite a good relationship with the design team and Ivanka Magic, who's the design team lead. They were really great. They were keeping us informed of what the changes and stuff are going to be. We pushed it back about 2 weeks and sort of just managed to work it out. And then the order of the buttons changed like a few days ago, and we just had to change a couple of things there. The screenshots that had already been taken, we figured out a nice little sort of hack to basically copy and paste the new window order over the top of the old window order on all of the screenshots, and it looks okay. I've been talking to Ivanka and Mark and stuff about this, and I think it's one of the things I'd like to see for the next release of Ubuntu is that a lot of that the user interface freeze and that gets stuck to by the design team and things like that. And I think they're keen to open up a lot of their design and make it more transparent and have more communication with the community. So that's definitely a good thing, because we have to get like 2,500 screenshots, and we were already pushing ourselves to give it 4 weeks, and then we had to push it back, and so we only have a couple of weeks to get that. And it's safe to say that we're not going to get all of the screenshots in time, but the 2,500 screenshots, there's not actually 2,500 screenshots in the actual manual, but what we're doing is localizing the screenshots. So for example, the Spanish manual will have Spanish screenshots, and the Chinese manual will have Chinese screenshots. The manual itself has like 50 screenshots, and then we're translating into 50 languages, so hence the 2,500.
And 50 languages is one heck of an ambitious target to go for. I noticed the repeated calls for translators for various languages.
Yes. We're working on support for LaTeX for the 50 languages, and there is absolutely no way that we'll be able to get 50 languages out in the next couple of weeks. So for Lucid, we're looking at the English, American English version, the UK English version, Australian English, Spanish, and I think Gallican and German or something are also doing quite well. And then basically what we'll do, as the translations are finished and the screenshots of them are finished, we'll just release the translated manuals as they finish. For the next year or however long it takes. So yeah, good to keep an eye on our website, just to check out when the languages and that are finished. We'll be putting up some sort of easy way to see how far through they are, sort of thing, so you know when it's available in your language.
So one of my questions moving on then was about the current state of the project, and I thought actually one of your blog posts where you were trying to clear up some misunderstandings, it actually gives us a fairly good position of the project. If you want to just sort of outline where the project stands in the overall scheme of things.
At the moment, we're pretty busy just trying to get screenshots and translations. At the start of a project, where a lot of people seem to jump to conclusions and think that it was sponsored by Canonical, the word official was bounded around quite a lot on blog posts and mailing lists and things. And to be honest, I have absolutely no idea where that came from, because when we first wrote up the outline for what the project was about on our wiki, we didn't mention the word official at all. I've got no idea where that came from. So that's something that has sort of plagued us. A lot of people have thought that we're official and all this sort of stuff, and they're like, oh, this is cool. And then the documentation team were like, what? We didn't hear about this. And so that's all sort of stuff that we want to talk about at the developer summit, and I've created a session for that on collaboration and all this sort of stuff. So
I think you were victims of your own success, because both the wiki and the launchpad pages looked so professional that everybody jumps to the conclusion that they're of such a high standard, it must be part of the core development team.
I agree with you there, because we definitely aiming for an incredibly high standard.
I'm going back to your blog post. So the Ubuntu Manual Project is not sponsored or funded by Canonical in any way currently, although given what you've said, I think you've generated sufficient interest that some more formal links might start to emerge. Have you had any more conversations with the Canonical folks with that yet?
I think everybody's just sort of waiting to see what will happen on April 29th with our stuff. Our original goal was to include it on a CD, but at the moment that's not feasible at all, because it's a LTS release. Our PDF's like 6 megs or something. It's quite large. But what I'd like to do is have it actually beside the download link for Ubuntu on the Ubuntu.com website, and just have a little thing there saying, you know, would you like the manual? And you can click on it and it takes you to our website or downloads it. And I also would like manual.ubuntu.com, like a subdomain, that host our website as well. Stuff like that, just little things. And then at UDS, we'll be talking about maybe perhaps making like a cut down, shorter version. It's only a few pages long. That's just like the quick start guide that we might include on the CD for Maverick. So that'll be something I'll be talking about at a developer summit too.
That would be of great help to a lot of beginners, I'm sure. Nobody's getting paid for writing the manual. You're all volunteers, and there are no paid professional technical authors on the team at all.
Yep, that's correct. Yep, we're all volunteers. No one's getting paid. The authors, we've got about six authors who have written the nine chapters. Some of them have all varying levels of writing experience. And yeah, that's one of the problems that we've had, actually, that we sort of foresaw, but we didn't think it was going to be that bad. Is just we've had to do a hell of a lot of editing to bring the consistency in line, so it feels like it's actually written by one person as opposed to a whole bunch of people. And we've been sort of successful with that. I hope that it'll be good when it comes out on the 29th. But even then, any errors in that we'll be touching up for the next one in June or July.
The one thing I haven't tripped over in big flashing letters is something that says manual style guide, which is something that I was expecting to see highlighted in fairly big bold colours somewhere.
Yeah, so that's also one of the first things we're going to do as soon as this release is finished, is actually create a proper style guide and have it a very, very visible all over the place. There is one at the moment that Kevin's whipped up. It's a few pages long. It's a PDF. And it has like a list of commands and stuff that we use. But yeah, as I said, we sort of like in a week, so much will change. It's unbelievable. And so to create a document when we're still experimenting with different names for commands and stuff, like a style guide, is quite hard. So
I think it's probably to save yourself some editing coming from somebody who's come out of industrial brochure publishing for the travel industry in the past. Just to save yourself the sheer amount of editing, having a 2 or 3 page style guide in terms of content is probably going to save you an awful lot of work, as in what word forms we do and don't use for this sort of thing, versus passive voice and general style. Because although we've got an awful lot of very keen, willing technical people within the community, I'm not always convinced that some of their linguistic skills are as clear or concise as they should be, perhaps. And I won't ask you to comment on the quality of the submissions from that point of view, because I can guess what you've had to deal with.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a mission finding people who are capable of writing something to a high quality. But yeah, we've got there, and I think I'm happy with what we've done so far. It's And the amount of time we've had, I think it's pretty awesome, and I think a lot of the people in the community and at Canonical think that too. It will be interesting to see what the reactions are like on the 29th. We're aiming for 10,000 downloads on the first day of release. That's sort of our goal. Yeah,
I'm hoping that you will be pleasantly surprised, and that your server admin is prepared to beef up the servers, because Of all the things that I've been looking at in the last few months, I think this is the project that's captured my imagination, because it's the one thing, whenever you look around any of the Linux distro forums, it's always the beginners who are struggling to do Wi-Fi setup and set up their desktop, and how do I go and do updates and install new applications. So anything that's as concise as this in a consistent format with the graphics and the pictures to go with it has got to be a great step forward for that. If we're going to drive Linux into the mainstream, then we definitely need something like this. And the fact that you've set up such a thorough and industrial strength project to deliver that, I think, is to everybody's credit. So just want to say well done to the entire team for getting this far, and long may you continue.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so I'm looking at the project wiki, which is on wiki.ubuntu.com/ubuntu-manual, and that's got the download button on it to get the draft copy of the current manual.
But we're moving most of the stuff from the wiki across to ubuntu-manual.org, which is just our main website. And the main reason for that is so that we can have translation support on the website, which we're building into at the moment. So the website will be also available in a whole heap of languages too. All the stuff's on the website as well as the wiki.
Yeah, fantastic. There's an area on Launchpad, which is also launchpad.net/ubuntu-manual. And then there is your blog, which I started reading, which is humphreybc.wordpress.com. We'll be keeping up with you on that as well.
I've been meaning to blog more, but been quite busy recently.
Producing an entire manual does tend to slow you down on some of the other things, like eating, yeah. Sleeping in real life, I would expect.
Yes, it's been a hectic 4 months. I never ended up thinking that when I started this thing, because I don't know if anybody knows, but I actually just originally started it as a closed source thing, and I was just writing it in open office last year. It was going to be maybe 30 pages long, and I was just going to put my name on the cover. And then I started talking to some people about it, and they were like, well, why don't you make it open source and have a whole bunch of people write it? And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. So put it on.
And from there, it snowballed. You've created a monster.
It's great, though. I mean, it's fantastic. We've got an awesome community going on, and everybody's like thoroughly enjoys it. I have one person in our team who said the week leading up to Beta was one of her most memorable weeks in his life, because it was just so hectic and so busy, and everybody was just running around trying to edit the hell out of a thing and like triage bugs and stuff. It's a great atmosphere, and I definitely recommend people to come and check us out and say hi on IRC, and I'm sure we can find something for anybody to do.
Thank you very much, Benjamin. That's been great, and we wish you all the best with it, and look forward to all the future versions.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for the interview. It's excellent.
Thank you. And if you're interested, the Ubuntu Manual Project is currently looking for a successor to Benjamin as editor. This is the Full Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. We'll be back soon. I'm Robin Kapling. Goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.